Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Hi, you're listening to The Healthy Self on Radio MD. And what we're talking about today is going to be about weight concerns, weight loss, diet, a little bit about exercise, and a little bit about the nutrients that you're going to need to take in order to facilitate the loss of weight. I have with me today Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who I've worked with before and is a brilliant woman. She's written over 30 books, and I know you're going to learn something from her as well. Susan, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate
thank you,
your support in being here. So let's talk a little bit about some health tips. You know, I came across an article on some 7 diet do's and don'ts. And one of them was fill up on fiber. Could you explain to the people the benefits of why fiber is so important for weight loss?
Yeah, absolutely. Fiber adds bulk to your entire digestive system. You know, the more fiber you eat, the more you'll be filled. And I always say, for example, when you have a meal or you go out to a restaurant, start off first with high fiber foods, because that will fill you up. Let's say you go to an Italian restaurant, Michael. Have a salad and maybe the vegetable plate first and some soup, vegetable soup, and then you won't have quite as much room for the big pizza and the pasta afterwards. So it's important to have lots of fiber. And remember, you only find fiber in plant-based foods. There's no fiber in animal products. And here's a good way to think about nutritious food. Produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. You want to eat a diet that's as close to the way nature made it as possible, with lots of colorful foods. You know, my grandmother always taught me when I was a teenager to eat your foods close to nature. She would say, Susan, look to nature for what to eat. In nature, you don't find ice cream trees and donut vines and potato chip bushes. So you want to eat fiber, and you also want to make sure you graze throughout the day. If you want to lose weight and boost your metabolism, it's better to eat 5 to 6 smaller meals during the day rather than 1 to 2 or 3 much larger meals. It's called grazing. In fact, Michael, have you ever wondered how sumo wrestlers get so big?
Actually, I have. I thought maybe it was just the brown rice diet.
No. What they do is they fast, and then they gorge themselves with food. And you can see that this approach is absolutely counterproductive if your goal is to lose fat. If you want to increase your metabolism, it's best to eat several smaller, healthy meals during the day. And this kind of grazing approach to meals keeps your metabolism stoked, kind of like putting kindling on a fire. It also helps to keep you from feeling deprived, one of the chief complaints of anyone who's ever been on a diet.
Well, you know, when you were talking earlier about Italian food and planning a trip to Italy next year, and it made me think, oh my gosh, am I going to miss out on all that pasta and pizza, all authentic pizza? But no, absolutely. And when it comes to the veggies and fruits, make sure they're organically grown. Because when you eat conventionally grown food, and I don't care who is selling it, because we have one of our top organic grocery stores, and most of the vegetables in there were conventionally grown. And I don't care what the rationalization or the justification is. When it's conventionally grown, it's going to be loaded with herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, you name it. It's some kind of something that doesn't belong in your body. Think organic.
So, and Michael, you know what? I agree with that. And I want you to eat whatever you want to eat in Italy. Make sure you walk a lot. But make sure also when you eat to slow it down, because it takes about 20 minutes for your body to get that satiety signal. And if you eat fast, you're consuming more calories than you need before you've even had a chance to get that. That's enough signal. So slow down, savor your food, chew your food carefully. Don't inhale your food like so many people do. Remember, it takes 20
minutes.
Wait a
minute, I'm an American. How?
Yeah.
I'm an American. How can I not inhale?
No, but it's just not good for your health. And then you've eaten much more than you need within the 20 minutes. So I love the word savor.
You know what's interesting, Susan? If you look at TV, all the foods that they promote are so detrimental to health. But they show you large portions, and they serve you large portions. I remember a couple of years ago, we were in London, in Scotland, Ireland, and the portions there are much smaller. So at home, one of the things that I would say to you is begin to train yourself to eat smaller portions. You'll find that that will help in this metabolic process of losing weight and not adding a lot of calories into the system.
Here's a way to make that really doable. You asked me on a previous show about 21 days. It takes, Ben Franklin said, whatever you do for 21 days makes or breaks a habit. And if you make an agreement with yourself to do something for 21 consecutive days in a row, whether you drink more water, you exercise every day, or you make sure you have a big, beautiful salad, or you give up something like having ice cream every night for dessert. After 21 days, you will have established a new habit, or you will no longer crave what it is you gave up. And if you are one of those people that always overeats just because of what you've done it, and it's a pattern, and it's a way of life, make a 21-day agreement that everything you eat for 21 days, you'll eat slowly, and you'll leave a little food on your plate, and you won't overeat. And you'll find after 21 days, you'll have a new positive habit that will bolster your self-esteem. Because you'll feel like what you said earlier, Michael, you'll have control over your body and what you eat. Food doesn't control you. You choose what you eat.
Absolutely. Great advice. There was something you said that triggered a thought, and at my age, I have some timers, so if I don't write it down immediately, I've got to try to think about it. If you have a question, do not hesitate to call or write. You can reach me at michael383@me.com or our number here, 844-305-7800. Don't be bashful. Call. We love to hear voices. Sometimes I hear them in my head, but that's a whole other story. We're not even going to go there. At any rate, one of the things that you should also look into is supplementation. Nutrients like choline, inositol, methionine, lecithin, all of these are known to help the body burn fat. And look at potassium and B6. They will help you get rid of the excess fluids, the excess water, because that's the first amount of weight you're going to lose. And when you look at those substances, look at some diuretic herbs like uva ursa, hydrangea, parsley, watermelon, all watermelon seed, and eat watermelon. We're in season. Eat lots of it, but not late, you know, not after dinner, because you may be getting up in the middle of the night to get rid of some of that extra fluid. Okay? So take those things into consideration. I guarantee you, if you work with the information that Susan has provided, those insights and some of the things that I've mentioned, we know you will end up losing weight. And that is the purpose here, talking about weight, is how to get rid of it. And you are listening to The Healthy Self on Radio MD. And I want for all of you to have a healthy, happy life and stay well.